Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The notorious drug ship, the MV Matthew, which was boarded by Defence Forces 2 years ago with 2.2 tonnes of cocaine discovered on board, remains in Cork Harbour since its capture. Now, the massive vessel is docked close to the town of Passage West, and some local people say noise, in particular when the vessel is moved, is creating a disturbance and they want it moved on entirely. Well, the vessel is now owned by the state, and in figures provided to this programme, the costs associated with keeping it are proving to be very significant. And Brian O'Connell joins me now. So Brian, will you tell us about the MV Matthew and what you found out about the costs around managing it?
Well, good morning, Claire. Merino Point, which is directly across from Passage West, it's where this vessel, it's 190 metres long, 32 metres wide. It's a bulk cargo vessel, the MV Matthew. That's where it's currently berthed. It began its journey almost 2 years ago. It left from an island just north of Venezuela. It travelled across the Atlantic Ocean. It spent a day off the Canary Islands. It went north up the coast of Portugal and into the Celtic Sea. And it was in Irish waters when it was dramatically intercepted. It was boarded, and as you say, a very, very significant quantity of drugs was found on board. Eight men have pleaded guilty to offences arising from that seizure. 157 million euro worth of drugs found on board. Sentencing is due next month. But what I've now been told by Revenue is that since its capture close to 2 years ago, up until the end of April this year, the costs associated with managing a vessel of this size have accumulated very significantly. As of the end of April, figures provided to me show the cost to the state is now close to 8.85 million euro, and that's to maintain and manage the vessel. So this would include, Claire, crew costs, berthing and maintenance costs.
Right, so it's tipping on for 9 million euro, very significant costs. And do we have a complete breakdown as to what's included in that?
We do. Revenue have given me a breakdown of what those costs are. So berthing would include costs around having to move the vessel. That comes in at just over 2 million euro. And then maintenance, 3.5 million euro. So that would include fuel, stores, provisions, waste removal, some repairs, some maintenance, and then agents' fees. And then the rest of the costs are crew costs. It should be remembered, I suppose, Claire, that 2.25 tonnes of cocaine were seized. It is the largest seizure of cocaine in the history of the state. And as Revenue said to me, it was a significant outcome in the fight against illicit drug trade.
Mm-hmm. And more on that backstory of the MV Matthew now, because people might remember there was fairly dramatic evidence, Brian, given in court around how it was intercepted.
Really dramatic evidence, because it had been tracked for some time, and it was when it became apparent that the MV Matthew was not moving towards Cork. It was heading for international waters. The Irish Naval Services LE William Butler Yeats fired a number of warning shots, and then using rope ladders, members of the Irish Army Rangers Wing, they climbed on board a ship while it was actually trying to manoeuvre to prevent them getting on board. The Rangers extinguished the fire on board. They preserved the drugs for evidence, and they steered the vessel actually back to Cork Harbour, where obviously it came into state ownership. Aside from concerns around the costs of maintaining the vessel, Cork Bureau and different media outlets are reporting some locals, as you said, have been annoyed by noise disruption from the vessel. So I understand, Claire, complaints around noise were particularly prevalent in the first year the vessel was in the harbour, but still today some residents are disturbed by this vessel being moved or by noise, for example, on very calm or very quiet days. It's very much dependent on where you're located and what activity is happening with the vessel. I have been speaking to locals in Passage West, and this is some of what they told me.
I guess it's there about, what, 2-3 years now? Sometimes they move it from here and they move it over by the dockyard. It's back and forth all the time. But it's corroding in front of us. Well, you can see the size. If the noise is going on at night, I guess those people there would...
It's unsightly too, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's a lot worse now than it was even 6 months ago. I mean, it looks like it's just going to fall apart. But it's probably, if the engine's, it probably has a value.
Gives you a sense of the scale of the illegal drugs market, doesn't it, when you see a ship this size?
Yeah, it does.
So what do you do with it? You try and sell it on as quick as you can, I suppose, but there's a process that has to be gone through, and you can't exactly put it up on done deal.
No, you can't put it in done deal. Well, I suppose it has a funny reputation, like, so, and I wonder how much is it really worth. The winter really takes its toll on that.
Yeah. It's costing a fortune to keep it there, and sooner to get rid of it, the better, because they have to move it any time another ship comes in. So, like, it's costing a fortune.
And this is an area where people walk, you're out walking your dogs, exactly, like, it's quite a scenic area.
Yeah, and it's an eyesore.
And, like, why is it still there? But, like, are they going to leave it here?
I suppose the plan is to sell it.
But, like, it's in front of houses.
We can see a terrace behind us here.
Yeah, which is over. It is in by the dock. That's where it's left running at night.
They have to move it for other ships to come in to unload.
Right, so your message to revenue? So
sell the thing quickly before it's costing a fortune.
Yeah, take it away. We don't want it.
They don't want it, as you can hear, Claire. Now, I did speak to some locals also who felt noise issues have lessened since the vessel first arrived, and it was really only an issue now when the vessel has been moved. One man I met, though, Peter Farr, he lives on that terrace that was mentioned in that Vox, just opposite the ship's location. It's a row of period houses in Passage West, and he claims that the noise from the ship is still an issue for him. I met him, Claire, as he was taking his dogs out for a walk, as you'll hear.
I'm living here in Taurine Terrace, and in relation to MV Matthew, the noise is continuous. It's either the ship being moved, so you have multiple ships involved in it. The generators are going 24/7 to keep this powered up.
And how would you describe the noise?
Constant, incessant noise. It's a constant vibration from generators and the ship.
And some people would say you live, obviously, within touching distance almost of the harbour here. You're going to have noise from ships.
Yes, but it's passing. This is just unrelenting. It's that ship has been there for, I don't know what,
2 years.
And it's continuous. When a ship passes, you'll hear it come, you'll hear it go, that's gone. Peace returns.
Because what revenue are saying is they're trying to keep the use. Generators have to be used, or there has to be a 24/7 generator use, but in terms of the engines, they're keeping it to a minimum and they're not using them at night. And obviously when you have to move the ship, you have to move the ship.
That's understandable, but how long is this going to remain? This has been going on, as you said, 2 years. Is it going to be another 2 years before this monstrosity is moved from our locality?
So the noise is one issue. The fact that you walk out your front door here and you're looking at this.
It is unsightly. We have ships come and go, but this thing seems to be deteriorating. And how long more is it going to be there before it actually deteriorates to a point where it can't be moved?
I can hear a low hum at the moment. We can't hear it too loudly. It obviously is dependent on weather.
Weather. When the wind is blowing across the bay, you'll hear it a lot more. Still at night and you don't have the ambient noise around, this is a lot more prominent.
And obviously, if it's been moved, you hear it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What's your message to revenue?
Get rid of it as quickly as possible.
Well, you'd wonder, wouldn't you? What are they going to do with it? And I know you had a chat with some people in the industry around what is likely to happen to the MV Matthew, Brian.
I spoke to some sources, Claire, who would have experience in these issues. Now, some pointed out the class on the vessel, which has lapsed, could impact its value. Class is needed if a vessel is to go to sea. So it's almost like an NCT, if you like, on a car. Revenue told me class was revoked in April 2024 because the vessel's use contravened the Classification Society's rules. It's only 24 years old, so it could be expected to maybe have a life of about 40 years. It depends, obviously, on the condition of the vessel. There was some surprise expressed to me that it hasn't been advertised for sale by now. Some feel maybe perhaps it could end up being sold for scrap eventually. One person I spoke to said a vessel of this size, it could maybe have a value now of upwards of 5 million euro. That's significantly down on what it might have been worth 2 years ago. But again, without going on board and seeing the conditions, very difficult to determine what it is actually worth. I did speak with international maritime expert Michael Kingston just about what usually happens in cases like this.
Well, there are two options, really. One is to involve a ship broker. The second option is to sell the ship by public auction. An important factor is whether the ship is in class or out of class. The state, if the ship is not in class, has the option to spend money on it, to have it surveyed and put in class. The state, of course, could put the ship in class, but would have to spend possibly a significant amount of money, especially if the ship has been sitting there for a significant period. And the other issue is that the state needs to take into consideration is that for the ship to actually move, it needs to be in class.
The other option, of course, is that it may be bought for scrap.
Yes, in that case, it is possible that arrangements could be made to tow the ship. It's hard to know what work needs to be done to the ship or what condition it actually is in.
There obviously is an international market for vessels like this, Michael, but is it reasonable to think that it could take a period of time before you can offload it?
Well, not really. It's not really a difficult process if a broker is involved that has specialist knowledge of the markets. They know who are looking out for vessels like this. It needs to be done sooner rather than later. We don't want to be dragging our heels here or we're going to have a big mess on our hands.
Some locals have pointed out to me they feel just looking at it, it looks to have deteriorated already in the past year or two.
If a ship has been sitting there for such a significant period, it's going to deteriorate. Salt water and metal don't mix very well. We don't have a great history of dealing with these things in a timely manner. We need to act, and act in this instance fairly urgently.
Yeah, it seems everybody wants to get rid of it. You spoke to a local TD in the area and he wants action as well.
I spoke with Seamus McGrath, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South Central, and he says his office was contacted by residents previously complaining of noise. But also he says he's been contacted by people in the industry inquiring about when the vessel will actually be put up for sale. This is some of what he told me.
We're standing on the quayside in Passage West, directly across from where the MV Matthew is located at Merino Point.
The first thing that strikes you is how big this vessel is.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge in size. It has been here now for a considerable period of time. It has had a significant impact on the community, not just a visual impact, but a noise impact as well. And really the community have had enough at this stage and they want the ship to be disposed of. As we know, Revenue have been given the go-ahead since last December to dispose of the ship. We're now 6 months on and they can't give a definitive timeline in terms of when the ship will actually be disposed of. And the most recent correspondence I have from Revenue indicates that it could be a number of months yet. I find that unacceptable and I will be contacting and engaging with Revenue again to try and speed that process up. So there's a certain amount of maintenance required for the ship while it is here, and obviously there's a cost to the state as well. And that's something that I am trying to get to the bottom of in terms of exactly what that cost has been over recent months. The actual facts in relation to the cost I will uncover and try and get to the bottom of. The green light has been given to Revenue since December 24. We are 6 months on. I know they have appointed an agent. As I say, the most recent correspondence I have with Revenue would indicate that it could be several months yet, and it's even potentially going to go into the end of the year, and that's not acceptable.
Have we any idea who might buy it?
It's difficult to know. I have received correspondence from people in the industry and they would argue that there should be plenty purchasers for a ship of this nature. It may well be an international purchaser, but I'm sure there is a buyer out there. The difficulty I have at the moment is how long it's taken.
So on that point, you got in touch with Revenue, and as Seamus McGrath explained, they're tasked with disposing of the vehicle on behalf of the vessel, rather on behalf of the state. And they sent you a detailed statement, Brian. What did they have to say?
Well, as I said, they've given a breakdown of the cost, just under 9 million euros so far. They have engaged a provider of integrated shipping services who has expertise in international areas now to try and offload the vessel. They're engaging with authorities on this. There's a number of regulations and legal obligations they have. On the noise issue, so they say it's not possible to completely shut down a vessel of this size. Generator power is required 24/7. It's the main engines are only run when absolutely necessary, and they have to support moving the vessel, for example, because obviously it's a commercial port still. They have to lift supplies and equipment on board. They are aware of complaints in relation to the MV Matthew. They continue to work with the Port of Cork around this. The disposal of the vessel, Revenue say, is their key priority. They are trying to progress its disposal and removal from Cork Harbour as quickly as possible.
But it's depreciating all of the time and costing us money, nearly 9 million over 2 years. So speed is of the essence. And I didn't hear anybody calling for it to be kept, by the way, Brian, in all the people you spoke to.
I don't think anybody sees a use for it in Cork Harbour. I mean, somebody suggested to me sometimes if it's sold for scrap, it could end up abroad, obviously, but it could be sunk and then it's used for different uses. But yeah, I don't see anybody envisaging it having any use really in Cork Harbour into the future.
Brian, thanks so much. Brian O'Connell there reporting on the MV Matthew. Well, still to come in the next hour, Elon Musk says he regrets some of his attacks on Donald Trump. We'll bring you the latest. Mancon McGann takes us to Iceland to discover the remnants of a Gaelic past in Nordic lands? And what does it mean for our well-being if we're not part of a wider community? Harry Barry and Anne-Marie Craven explain.